You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
My favorite operations and cleaning tool. Come on, everyone. You know what it is by now. It's Breezeway. It just got a whole lot better for Airbnb hosts.
Breezeway's platform has always helped hosts manage work like cleaning, maintenance, and inspections at their properties. But now their technology is integrated with Airbnb, which means you can connect your Airbnb reservation info with Breezeway, helping you save even more of your precious time, like automatically notifying your cleaners on a new reservation or changes to an existing reservation.
You can use Breezeway to schedule cleaning, inspections, and maintenance tasks using smart checklists and automated messaging to maintain a consistent guest experience.
Connect your Airbnb guest reviews with individual tasks in Breezeway. For example, fridge stopped working and the guest mentioned it in your review, a Breezeway maintenance task will help you make sure it gets fixed as soon as possible.
Respond to guest messages all in one platform. Hosts can now view and respond to Airbnb message threads within the Breezeway platform.
And that's not all. The Breezeway Guide is a personalized digital welcome book, and they also have Breezeway Assist, a 24-hour call service supplemented with Breezeway's AI-driven engine, are also connected through this Airbnb integration.
There are so many things that Breezeway can help you tackle, so check out Breezeway for yourself. TFE listeners will receive free implementation when you decide to make Breezeway a part of your hosting operational strategy, just like Annette and I have. Visit breezeway.io/TFE to learn more. That's breezeway.io/TFV. Hello, welcome back for another great week. I am Sarah Karakhan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We are going to kick off this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing one of you, our amazing, amazing listeners, who is using our hashtag STR Share Sunday. We'll share you here on the podcast, on Instagram on Sundays, and also to our entire email list. So free marketing, use the hashtag. We want to celebrate you. Nettie, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at Everwoods Group. Again, that's at Everwoods Group. And they are in Shenandoah Valley in Virginia. And this is a little bit of a different STR share and kind of will seem ironic that we're sharing it on social and on the podcast. But I want to highlight that they do not have Wi-Fi at their property. And I want to encourage people, if maybe you're thinking, will we get bookings if we don't have Wi-Fi? Will people enjoy our space if we don't have Wi-Fi? I want to read a few reviews. So Two things I want you to know here. Number one, the Everwoods Group leaves a physical book in their home so people can write about their experience, a guest book, if you will. And I want to read you some of the quotes from the guest book about them not having Wi-Fi. So, disconnect. Having no Wi-Fi truly allows our guests to disconnect from the hustle and bustle. It forces you to look up from your phone and take in nature's beauty. Embrace your vacation. You deserve a break. People are saying, not having the internet is quite nice. So much fun. Using this time to disconnect, enjoying the cabin and the fresh air, and to quote Ferris Bueller, life moves fast. If you don't stop and look around every once in a while, you miss out. And another quote is, although the kids didn't love not having internet, the parents did, with a smiley face emoji. So I just want to encourage you, whatever your property, whatever you have in mind for your guest, for your ideal client, contrary to a lot of popular belief, you do not have to have Wi-Fi. Obviously, be aware of the area that mm-hmm. you're in. Like Sarah and I, that would not work here at all. But we just want to say kudos to you, Everwoods Group. We appreciate you just letting other hosts know that that's okay and that sometimes it is important to disconnect. So again, thanks for using the hashtag. Love that they have a physical guest book there. People can leave them personal reviews. And they are near hiking. And so that was another thing that they loved, that a lot of the guests would share trail recommendations with other guests. So that was something that was very surprising to them too, of how many trail recommendations were there.
I would even suggest to you, Annette, or to anyone listening, you know, because you and I are so connected with the podcast and social media, like that's a big part of our business. But it could be really interesting to like not have any of that stuff, because we always talk about putting our blinders on and staying really focused on our own goals and going someplace where you cannot see what anyone else is doing and like brain dumping. And so it could be really cool.
Everwoods Group, we might be coming.
Maybe
to visit
we are
you
coming soon. So. All right. Well, let's kick off this episode. We are still very inspired from being around all the other short-term rental enthusiasts and investors and
hosts,
tech companies that service us.
Yep.
Yeah. We went to a conference last, was it last week now?
2 weeks.
Has it been 2 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Two weeks ago. And last week in our podcast episode, we highlighted some of our biggest takeaways. And we briefly mentioned the design component. There was at least one session on design. Mm-hmm. And we wanted to unpack that a little bit more today because it just is coming up more and more. And we are going to be speaking. Where are we going to be in it?
In Las Vegas in July at RisaCon.
RisaCon is our Real Estate Staging Association
conference.
And we're going to be speaking on the stage. And what are we speaking about? It's not operations. It's not direct booking.
It's not acquisition.
It's not acquisitions. It is about this association hungry for information on how to properly and completely and successfully design a short-term rental. One of our biggest passions is that it's so different from staging to sell, right? Stagers will come and they'll, and I used to do this, and we would stage a home to sell on the market. And it's such a different concept, because when you're staging to sell, you're staging an idea.
Mm-hmm.
When you're staging to what we call staging to rent, you're staging
for an overnight guest.
For an overnight guest.
That's going to actually use the space. When you're staging to sell, they're just walking through and getting a vision of what they're, what, how they would use the space, but
right,
the guests are actually using the space. And we want you to really, the other reason we want to do this episode is a lot of us as hosts get very like blinders on of like, we just host the property. We have so many members inside our Hosting Business Mastery Method that they are designing for other hosts or soon to be hosts. This is a lucrative option. Let's say you've designed your place to the max. It's amazing. And other people are asking you to give them help. I'm going to actually shout out a couple of our members, like Wendy from Mostest Host. She does tons of design for short-term rentals. We have Chelsea at the Diggs Co. She's been designing. We have Jelaine Smith in Colorado. She's been helping people design. Also, Amy is helping with design. I know there's a ton of you, of other ones also, but people will not only ask you about hosting, they're going to start to ask you to help you with design. And I want everybody to know, and I've talked about this in the past, when I got started, I hired a designer to help me. I am not good at that. That is not my specialize. And so I even knew, not even making a dollar or knowing what I was doing, that design was important. And I hired someone at the very, very, very beginning. So I just want everybody to know, if you're trying to figure out where you fit into this hosting hospitality world, it could be design. And Sarah and I are hiring designers too. Shout out, Becky has helped us with
Becky
some stuff.
Ray,
yeah, we
yes.
have. Yep. So let's talk about, Sarah, what we're doing a presentation later today. So we can kind of go over some of that stuff that we're going to do and dig in.
We're doing a workshop for Risa as well today. I'm going to help the stagers understand how they can build out short-term rental consultations for hosts, investors, that sort of thing. So at the conference 2 weeks ago, what they said, and we were trying to pick up some numbers for you, but there is proof out there, so much so that there were two identical homes, same street, both short-term rentals. One was
same
average.
Bed, same bed, same bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, orange to orange.
Mm-hmm.
Right, apple to apple.
Did you say that?
I think we do.
Okay. So, by the way, I tell everybody, linkage is a word, because I'm listening to a book on tape right now and they keep using that word. So I'm here for it.
Listeners, we said the word linkage a few weeks ago and Nendi was like, is that real?
It is a real word.
It is now.
My audiobook is using it.
So same house, orange to orange, apple to apple, whatever. And the other one was crazy outperforming the average looking home was not even holding a candle to the one that was just designed to the nines.
I mean, I think it was almost double.
Yeah,
revenue.
It was some ridiculous.
And again, you know, you can't always see the exact revenue, but it was definitely outperforming.
So that is us giving you permission. And, you know, we are very protective over the information we share here on our podcast, but we are confident, especially with today. We are not experiencing that like 2021 vacation rental. Like everyone is staying in a short-term rental. Occupation is crazy high. Numbers are amazing. It's getting more competitive, right? There's a lot going on in the world right now. And there's been a lot of chatter about trying to get calendars full. I'm like, what happened, right? Mm-hmm. But if your property looks amazing, if it stands out, we promise you it's going to do well. It's just going to do well. If you can give your guests an experience they can't get at home and they can't get it down the street, you're going to do well. So we wanted to talk to you a little bit about today about maybe you are like circa whatever that was, 2015, Annette, and you want to hire a designer. Some things to look out for is not all designers are created equal, especially in the short-term rental world. Do they understand what it's going to take to get it fully ready for you? Or maybe you know where they're going to end and where you need to pick up the ball, meaning like they're going to get the place looking good and you're going to make sure they get commercial grade furniture and performance fabrics and things like that. But then you're going to outfit the kitchen, you're going to outfit the bathroom because a lot of designers may not understand what a guest needs for a stay.
Let's talk about some tools that you use, Sarah, to actually start the design. I think I want to let the listeners know, like there's specific software out there to help you do this. And especially if you're going to professionalize and maybe help other real estate investors host with this.
If you're a host hiring a designer, you could ask the designer, how are we going to communicate this design?
Yeah, let us help you know if they're qualified or not to do this.
Yeah, and there might be some old school designers out there who are still using pen and paper and sketches and that sort of thing. And, you know, God bless them. Yep. But if they are leveraging technology, the one that we love and use, and we will include it in the show notes, is Design Files. So if you want to be a short-term rental designer, the cool thing about Design Files is you could do it for local hosts, like to your local community. You could also offer services that are remote. Like you could virtually design for truly anyone. If they can measure the home for you and give you some pictures, maybe even a video tour. If you're living in Vermont, you can absolutely design for someone in Oregon.
For sure.
So Design Files is great because, and there's other options too, but this is the one that I know and love. But it's great because I can do it per project and I can communicate with our clients and say like, okay, here's this chandelier. They can approve or reject it. I can share the price or not share the price so that I can have a lot of designers will, you know, they get special pricing and the difference between special pricing and retail pricing, that is a big part of their income.
How they make the income. Yep, for sure.
Hey there, fellow hosts. Want to make your short-term rental feel like $1 million without breaking the bank?
You bet. That's where Manoan comes in. They've got deep discounts on over 100 amazing brands. Brands like Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Wayfair, Parachute, and Fellow. Your guests will be swooning over the stylish furnishings and you'll be grinning at the money you saved.
And here's the exciting news. Manoan just leveled up their platform. Now you can easily sort through their brands with improved browsing and filtering capabilities, including host favorites and unique finds. No more endlessly scrolling.
Plus, if you're a design-savvy host juggling multiple properties, Manoan has your back. You can tag quotes and orders by property so you can keep things organized like a pro.
And let's not forget, you can set up multiple properties under your one account. It's a breeze to manage them all in one place. Talk about convenience.
Oh, and customization is key. With Manoan, you can decide who gets email notifications for all of your quotes and order updates. No more inbox overload.
And also, of course, we cannot forget the most exciting thing about all of this. Manoan is 100% free for hosts. Yes, you've heard that right. There are no membership fees, no sneaky costs, just fabulous discounts and a stress-free experience.
So what are you waiting for? Don't waste another second. Go to ManoanExperience.com and sign up today. Your guests will thank you, your wallet will thank you, and we'll thank you for spreading the word.
Thanks for visiting the new Manoan.
So again, there's we want you to check out design files. And this is one of those things, like, even if you don't think you're going to design for somebody else, we want to start giving you some behind the scenes of tools that we use.
You can absolutely use design files.
You can use design files for your own home.
Yep.
You can use it for your future home. You can use it for your future whole short-term portfolio. And the other cool thing is, let's say you're just, you want to do a refresh on your house, or you are just planning on what is our next property going to be. It's really fun to get in there and start doing that design now. And, you know, visualization, bring that to fruition.
Because that's true. So you can do a concept board, right? Where mm-hmm. you kind of just have these, like,
it's like Pinterest on steroids.
Right. One dimensional images that you're like clipping from all over the webs, all over the internet, and you're like putting it together. You can also do 3D. Design, and you can do floor plans in there. So everything is to scale and you understand how space is working with your rental. And so if you are out there inspired by this conversation, you're like, wait, I'm a host and I have a great eye for design. Definitely check out design files, because again, we're going back to the inspiration behind this episode is like the need is huge.
And what's cool is, let's say you're just starting to talk to a potential client, or maybe you went out to coffee or happy hour with some friends and they're like, oh, I want to get started. And you could just do a design for them, maybe one room, and just show them like, hey, this is what I'm made of. I can do this whole house for you. So Sarah and I are proponents of, you know, give a little bit. You don't want to do too much work for free, but if you're just getting started, you can maybe put some concept boards. And even if it's not for a particular client, you could have them ready. So when someone asks, you say, oh yeah, I've actually been putting together some, just my portfolio, and you could send some of those over to them just to get started.
And actually this, you guys will hold me accountable, listeners. So over the next several weeks, we are going to be designing 6 apartments. We manage a 12-plex, and 6 of them are just finishing renovation. 6 of them are already running. Let's not talk. We'll talk about later what it's like to manage 6 apartments in a building that has 6 other apartments under renovation, but that is not for today's conversation. But I will try to be better about showing you some behind the scenes on Instagram stories. But what I'm doing too, so let's say you do get a bigger project. I know one of our members, Amy in Virginia, mm-hmm. just did a consultation and gave a proposal for, how many units was that? It was like 12 units or something. And she's like, how the heck am I going to do 12 units? And so also, you know, future designers out there or future clients of designers, what you can do is, what's working well for me is like batch ordering. I'm ordering all my rugs at once, mm-hmm. and then I'm ordering all my mattresses, and then I'm ordering all my beds. Yes. It can get very overwhelming, but I'll try to share that with you over the next few weeks, because that's going to be kicked into high gear. But let's go over to Annette, some things that people can do in their spaces to really help them level up their design that we're seeing work really well.
Let's do it.
So number one, and if design's not your thing, if following the Instagram trends isn't your thing, this may shock you, I'm not sure, but wallpaper. Mm-hmm. Wallpaper is huge. And you can get the kind that is, they call it temporary wallpaper, because it's kind of like a big giant sticker
yep.
that you put
on walls.
It really
is a big giant sticker.
And listen, it's not, you know, necessarily cheap. I would say, Annette and I just did a bathroom. I don't even know what the dimensions are, but it's not a big bathroom. It had like a small stand-up shower, a toilet, and a 30-inch vanity. And the material would have cost us around $700. And then, of course, we installed it ourselves. But if you were to install it, you're probably paying anywhere from $25 an hour on up. Mm-hmm. But the impact.
Yep. And you can do one wall, right? You can just do one wall. You've got to kind of have some accent stuff or Instagrammable moment or just something that's different than the normal white walls.
And a bold pattern mm-hmm. can help. Now, I'm not just talking about like it being enjoyable once you're in the space, but that is going to stand out online.
Exactly.
Like that color, maybe that helps you decide what wallpaper you're going to do. You're going to go and see who your competitors are. What colors fill up their hero image on Airbnb, on VRBO, like, right? And maybe you go with a color that's contrasting to that. So yours sticks out and maybe lean into a wallpaper and that's your hero image so that you can just catch people's eye. And it doesn't have to go on walls. It's still a wall, but you could put it on the ceiling,
yep.
right? As mm-hmm. a way to like just be, again,
different.
Be different.
Yep.
Light fixtures are one of my favorite way.
For sure.
To bring personality to a space.
And all the accent stuff, like obviously art, and that can be, you know, it can be inexpensive. It doesn't have to be super duper over the edge. You can do some secondhand stuff. You can do stuff online and frame it yourself. Just even all of the accent stuff throughout, if you could do some, you can do real plants, you can do faux plants, We still love curtains. Like it's, and that's like an amenity. If you can also find amenities that double, like, you know, curtains obviously are a design element, but also privacy. Blackout curtains, you know, let's say
they're quite easy to clean. You could take them down, throw them in the wash, you know, the, or dry cleaner, whatever is necessary for the material.
And we do, we love, if you can, we, it's so nice to be able to put rugs down and then order, you know, if those are easy to switch out, they're easy to add a pop of color. Obviously throw pillows. There's so, there's secondary lighting also that can do some great stuff. But the, if all of this stuff is like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this. Hire somebody, please. Like, do, if someone can do this better, we encourage you. Like, if it's not your thing, find someone to help you.
There are hungry designers and stagers out there wanting to help you. I've got some more tips for you. As Annette was rambling off all those things, can you all do me a favor and maybe not all go to Target at the same time and buy the same piece of artwork that everyone else is buying across the world and hanging it in your living room?
And we are guilty of this. We're not going to lie.
We are?
Yeah. There was a, remember that like thing, that cross thing, that slatted cross thing that everybody had?
Oh, I didn't buy that. That was, what was his name?
We hung it somewhere.
That stager.
Oh, okay. That, you're right. We didn't buy that, but we had a sweet, here's the deal.
I am guilty of a lot of things, but that was not one of them.
I will tell you guys, and this has happened too, just so everybody knows, we have clients that have hired other designers and we have to come in and like do the finish work because it's not ready for.
Well, that's what inspired us to like reach out to when we built this relationship with Risa. We were hiring our friends who were designers and stagers, and then they weren't finishing, they weren't completing the job. Like, wait, we gotta
Nothing's
do this.
Ready for
we gotta
a
do
guest.
This. Yeah. It's not ready for a guest. Like, I wanted you to just, like, get it ready, get a guest ready. And that's money in the designer's pocket. And so we wanted to share with them, hey, there's this whole gap that you could be providing. But back to my tip really quick, so I don't forget, when it comes to artwork, one of my favorite things to do is to go on Etsy and get printables. You can get a printable, something that prints, you can download the file to your computer, take it to Staples, FedEx, whatever, get it printed, get a frame separate, and you've got something unique that most likely no one else on your block, your street, your community has. And it's not expensive. It's a great way to support, you know, local makers as well. So that was a tip. And there was another tip I wanted to share.
I'm not sure what your tip is, but this is, if you're going to, this is for either if you're doing it yourself or you have a client. We also encourage you have three tiers. Have your like, I just need to get open, but have it be amazing. But if I can really, really crush it, have your 2.0, kind of already have that 2.0 once you're making money, when you can make additions to add on, like maybe you did have a budget, you stuck to it, but you, man, if I could have 10K more, this is what I would do. Already have that in mind, especially if you have a client. So you can tell them like, hey, I stayed under budget here, but if you want to take it to the next level, this is what I would do.
For phase two.
For phase two. I'm here for you. I've already got the ideas. I've already kind of got it sketched out. When you start making money, let's do this. And then you could have a 3.0, which is either maybe a construction project or, hey, we are going to rule the market. We're going to have the best place. If you are a designer and you're helping someone, prep them for what could be next, because sometimes that it does get difficult when you're opening. It feels like, oh my gosh, more money, more money, more money, more money. But then once you start getting guests and you're like, oh, this is a lot of money, a lot of money, a lot of money, they can already be prepped for what's next. So we see a lot of designers not, you know, and the projects are huge. They're like, okay, I got it done. But you'll be top of mind when they're ready to start to make some changes, and you'll kind of already have that plan in place for them. So don't leave that money on the table. Prep them for what's next. And you never know. They might say, hey, I want to go for 2.0 right now. Let's do this. Or I want to be 3.0. I want to be the best immediately. So don't sell yourself short and just give one option, you know, and it's like, you want to have that upsell ready for your clients. So we encourage you to do that for them. Just don't give them one plan. Give them 2.0, 3.0.
Absolutely. Another tip I have that it was lesson to myself. I'm asking that I'm a bit of an overachiever. And so I feel like I've got to like not only have the decor in place, but I get kind of, I'll get wild with my tile and I don't know, hardware and all this other stuff. But you know what I learned is that you could have this like solid, classic, timeless, I'll call it like a backdrop, right? Where you do have a white subway tile in your shower and in your kitchen. And you do have a classic white wall with paint that's easy to wash, right? You have all these classic elements, but it gives you like this this, not this blank backdrop, but like a solid, like a backdrop that can be changed. And then you add on that layer of wallpaper, maybe some sort of like wood paneling. And no, I'm not talking about the 1970s version unless I am. And you do a really nice like 1970s version. But you know how people use like the slat wood and they have a lot of fun with different designs there. So wallpaper that, light fixtures, artwork. I mean, these are all layers on top of that classic design. So don't get too stressed out with the materials that are more expensive to change over time. Mm-hmm. Layering on that other, the decor. It could be more intense decor. It's like, I am not trying to tell you that putting up temporary wallpaper would be a pain in the butt to like take back down, redo. But if you need to stay with the trends 10 years down the line, 12 years, 15 years down the line, you can do that.
You're
and you still
doing
have
a full construction project.
Yeah.
And we just want to impress upon everybody that like the numbers don't lie here. So, you know, you might have a business partner or, you know, the other investors, this stuff statistically, like, and when you're talking to the client or even yourself, go online and look at your competition. Mm-hmm. Don't sell yourself short. We do understand this is a huge investment up front, but we know that it's going to pay dividends for like guest after guest, reservation after reservation, and hopefully year after year after year.
And I'll be bold, and I think gone are the days of throwing a room together and making a ton of money. I really think those days are going to be, I mean, just with this like resurgence of boutique hotels and these crazy awesome like A-frames and places with waterfalls and like neon signs. And
they want the whole thing to be an experience.
They do. Mm-hmm. And we're having to get the attention of the traveler, and you do that. Yes, through hospitality. Yes, through great service, but we got to get them in the door. And what's going to get them in the door is awesome design.
So our major takeaways today are, please think bigger than just hosting you're already thinking big, but if you crush it at design, help other hosts out there, help the whole entire hosting world. Let people know that you can help them, that you are for hire, that you can make this either a second stream of income or maybe your full income. We have seen it done. And I forgot to say Moira, she is crushing it too with her design. People are hiring her, but this definitely can be your income. And then just, if you have some awesome designs, email us, please. Hi@thanksforvisiting.me. Show us like, hey, ladies, we want to show you how we are crushing it in our city. This is what we're doing. Or DM us on Instagram. We want to see, like, if you feel like you have this special place and we need to highlight it, use our hashtag. Let's show us what you got. We are down. And I'll be honest, we are giving out referrals all the time. People email us all the time needing design help. So let us know if you
we'll connect you with someone good. All right. So we'll do a recap of our presentation at Reset because we're still doing our research. We're still putting everything together. So I know we'll have more to add to this conversation come end of July. So we'll come back to you then. But yeah, have fun. Think big, go bold.
Yes. Love it.
I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us. It's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.